Match day four kicked off with a shock as last year's finalists were well beaten in Belgrade.
Shooting brilliantly from 25 metres out beyond the reach of Alisson, and remarkably, Svennis Vester lead Liverpool by 2-0, and Milan Pavkov has got them both.
Our second featured match delivered more drama with two late goals in the San Siro.
Icardi, opportunity, Icardi! Took his time, but found the finish.
So still all to play for in Group B, as it is in Group C, after Napoli and Paris Saint-Germain shared the spoils at the San Paolo.
Insigne waits, now he runs up, right-footed, bottom left, scores. Fabulous penalty, Buffon went the right way, but there was no stopping that.
Elsewhere, there were wins for Atletico, Club Brugge, Tottenham, Schalke and Porto. We'll bring you analysis and reaction from all the night's action, and we'll hear from Jurgen Klopp, Marco Marin, Yuri Tielemans and Harry Kane. So stay with us right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Welcome to the show with me, Chris Parrott, and alongside me is the European football expert, Kevin Hatchard. Tuesday of match day four did not disappoint.
It was absolutely terrific. Stories all over the place. I thought the quality of the Inter Milan-Barcelona game was really, really high. You looked at Barcelona, they had spells where they dominated possession, they made plenty of chances, but there was something great about the way Inter refused to just give up, refused to lose heart. They were much braver in the second half. I thought individually and collectively they defended superbly. I thought the goalkeeper, Handanovic, was excellent, repelling numerous shots. All saves you'd expect him to make, but very, very consistent. And it was a game of super subs in the end. Malcolm came on and made an impact 60 seconds in. And then Lautaro Martinez came on and set up a superb equaliser for Mauro Icardi. You look at what happened at Wembley, Harry Kane the hero with two goals. The Spurs came back from 1-0 down against PSV. So that group alone, lots of intriguing stories. And that defeat for Liverpool at Svennis Vester. Well, I should say that the other way round, actually. That win for Svennis Vester against Liverpool, because it was a terrific performance. Two great goals, and you have to give them immense credit after beating last year's finalists.
Amid a unbelievable atmosphere in Belgrade. Let's run through all of Tuesday's match day four results. Then in Group A, Atletico 2, Dortmund 0, Monaco 0, Club Brugge 4. In Group B, Tottenham 2, PSV 1, Inter 1, Barcelona 1. In Group C, Svennis Vester 2, Liverpool 0, Napoli 1, Paris Saint-Germain 1. And in Group D, Schalke 2, Galatasaray 0, Porto 4, Lokomotiv Moskva 1. Do join us on Wednesday night, by the way, via UEFA.com and the official UEFA Champions League app. Full commentary of Juventus against Manchester United and CSKA Moskva against Roma. Plus, we've got updates of the holders' Real Madrid's match at Pulzenia. And don't forget to download the next episode of this UEFA Champions League podcast for all the analysis and reaction to all of Wednesday's matches. But we start with a look back at Tuesday's games with the match in Milan, where Barcelona were looking to wrap up Group B, while an Inter win could have booked their place in the knockout stages as well. Richard Kaufman describes the action.
Into the central position to Suarez, who chests it down nicely. Suarez then goes with a little flipped lob, which wasn't far away from the right-hand post as he shot there. Sergio Roberto's arriving. Rakitic now right-hand side across the face of the Odevaray, gets it away. Only as far as Dembele. Lovely little dummy. Suarez blocks the shot. Back across it comes from Sergio Roberto. And Skriniar's able to clear it right by the post. How on earth have Inter kept that one out? Borja Valero with an excellent touch just on as a substitute. Has found Perisic. He's continued his run as well. Valero. Icardi's around it. Headed wide by Politano at the far post. Malcolm direct. Left footed scores. Well, how about that for an introduction? Left footed striker Handanovic.
pitch. He puts his hands on his face as if he can't believe it. 60 seconds into his UEFA Champions League debut, he may well have just put Barcelona into the last 16. Vecino shot, Icardi, opportunity, Icardi! The lead only lasted a couple of minutes for Barcelona. And it's the red hot Mauro Icardi who took his time but found the finish. It's Inter Milan 1, Barcelona 1.
Richard Kaufman joins us now. An unbelievable ending to a game which was goalless for a long time, but always threatened to spark into action.
Yeah, pouring with rain. Unfortunately, not raining goals, but it did late on. A very interesting game with two big teams in terms of their names and stature. Of course, one that is winning UEFA Champions League's season in, season out in recent years, and one who hasn't been in the UEFA Champions League in recent years. Barcelona with a better team, there is no doubt about that. They dominated possession, they dominated the goalmouth opportunities, but they couldn't take the lead until very late on. What a night for Malcolm to get his chance, a rare chance, his first in the UEFA Champions League. Had hardly been on the pitch, boom, 1-0 for him, fantastic. Remember, Barcelona without Messi had won all four matches without him. Looked like they were heading for five in a row. That goal came 7 minutes from the end, the Malcolm goal. But a couple of minutes later, Mauro Icardi, who has, of course, been the talisman in terms of scoring goals for this Internazionale side, found an equaliser, kept cool, under pressure inside the area when others maybe would have had a thrash at it, waited for the right moment, slid it through Mark to Stegen for an equaliser. I won't go as far as saying maybe a deserved equaliser, but just result in some perspective, if you like, for Inter. They were brave in defence. They got better as the game was going on offensively, particularly after Borja Valero came on for Nainggolan. 1-1, the 4-0 scoreline. Inter inching towards the last 16, and it looks like Barcelona, have they got there? I think they have. We've worked it out mathematically.
We've had the calculators out, and you need a degree in mathematics. But yes, they haven't won the group, Barcelona, but they are through, because even if they were to all end on the same amount of points with Tottenham and with Inter, the three-way head-to-head, it gets unbelievably complicated. But Barcelona are into the last 16. Left the pitch maybe a bit disappointed with the late equaliser, but ultimately a job done. And actually, Kevin, for both these teams, pretty good barometer that they might have the ability to go pretty deep in this competition. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think what Barcelona will take from it is that, again, it was a decent performance without Lionel Messi, and I think that's important for them. I think every time they play well without him, that's a big step forward. And they needed to prove that to themselves, I think. I think they'd be disappointed not to have won the game, but I actually thought Inter really hung in well. And it's just a sign for them. What I find really interesting about Inter, actually, is that how their Champions League performances are actually affecting their season as a whole. So it was that turnaround against Spurs that really kick-started them in Serie A. And I think this point will actually prove to them that they've gone up a level under Spalletti, and it will probably help their Serie A form.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, Mauro Icardi as well, to think that he hadn't played in the Champions League before this season, despite all his Serie A goals. I mean, he looks totally at home in what is the biggest test of all. If you're anyone, a striker or a defender, but the way he took that goal, Icardi, that's why he's Inter's captain. That's why he's Inter's hero.
Yeah, I mean, 1-1 at home to Barcelona. If it was a knockout stages of the UEFA Champions League, might not necessarily be a great result. But I think given the lack of experience they have in the UEFA Champions League, Icardi amongst them, you know, his first three games in the UEFA Champions League, he's got three goals. On the other side of the pitch, you've got Luis Suarez, who's only now scored one in his last 16. It's not easy to score at this level. He didn't have many opportunities tonight. The only other chance he really had was when he got the ball late in the second half and Piqué made a challenge on him before he could even get the shot away. That's what it's like in the UEFA Champions League. But he had the ball at his feet. He took his time, waited for the right moment and finished really coolly. He is a striker who knows how to find the back of the net, whether it's in Serie A or, as it seems, in the UEFA Champions League as well. And it's particularly sweet for him, Kevin, against Barcelona where he was as a kid.
Absolutely. I have to give a massive amount of credit to Luciano Spalletti tonight as well, because he made substitutions that made a difference. He brought on Borja Valero. He started to make a real difference in midfield because they'd been too rushed in possession before he came on. But when he was introduced, they started to put some moves together. And also towards the end, Lautaro Martinez, very talented young Argentinian striker, he was the one that created the chance for Riccardi. So Spalletti deserves massive credit for that.
Yeah, he did. From one excellent striker in Mario Riccardi to another, it was the Harry Kane show elsewhere in Group B yet again. Tottenham coming back. They trailed to a very early Luke de Jong header after 2 minutes. But 12 minutes from time, Kane levelled from a Llorente flick on. And then in the 89th minute, how big could this goal be, by the way, come the end of the group stage? He headed home a Ben Davies cross to win the game for Tottenham. Let's hear from the Spurs captain and match winner now.
We had to dig deep and find another level when it mattered, and we've done that. And look, the whole season, you know, we've been grinding out results here and there. Obviously, I'd like to be doing better in the Champions League, but we're getting wins, you know. We're grinding them out. Probably today was one of our best performances of the season. So we just got to keep that energy going, keep winning games, and hopefully we can get through in the Champions League.
And boy, did Tottenham Hotspur need their captain fantastic again, Harry Kane, because having trailed early to that De Jong header, I mean, there was virtually no chance of them going through. Now, all of a sudden, they've won the game. They have Inter at home next, and the whole complexion of the group has changed.
It gives them momentum. And you look at, we talked about Icardi making a difference. The best strikers are the ones that really come through in the clutch, the ones that really affect the game when you need them to. And he took both goals ever so well. The first goal, left-footed strike, bottom corner, to beat a goalkeeper in Jeroen Zoet, who played really well for PSV up until that point, made some very important saves. They'd really dug in PSV. That early goal from De Jong gave them something to grab hold of. And of course, this is a team that's won every single game in the Eredivisie so far this season. So they really felt that they could get something out of this game. But when you've got a player of Kane's quality, and when those chances arrive and he snaps them up, it makes such a difference. The winner, in a weird way, was the classic striker's goal, because it was a far post header. It wasn't pretty. It took a couple of deflections on its way in, but they all count.
No one of Spurs' persuasion cared at all, did they, inside Wembley. Group B then, after four games, Barcelona through with 10 points. Inter second with 7 points. Then come Tottenham on 4 points. Then PSV at the bottom on 1 point. Match day 5, Wednesday, the 28th of November. How about this? Tottenham-Inter at Wembley. And it's PSV against Barcelona. On to Group A, which was the other section where sides could have qualified on Tuesday of match day 4. And it finished Atletico 2, Dortmund 0. A great comeback considering they'd lost to the same opponents 4-0 in Germany. And Diego Simeone will be a lot happier. Antoine Griezmann and Saúl Ñíguez, who so often scores big Champions League goals for Atletico.
Yeah, hugely important win for Atletico, who I didn't think played that badly in Dortmund, actually. They lost 4-0, but it could have been tighter than that. Hit the frame of the goal a couple of times. And that's a first defeat of the season for Dortmund. They've sailed close to the wind a couple of times, but I think that's probably a good reflection of where they're at, a win apiece.
Yeah, absolutely. Elsewhere in Group A, the earlier result was Monaco 0, Club Brugge 4, which was a bit of a shock to say the least. Thierry Henry's difficult start continuing. His side were 3-0 down inside 24 minutes. Hans Vaneken with 2 goals, including a penalty. And then Wesley with an excellent finish. And then 5 minutes from time, Ruud Vormer made it 4-0. The Monaco midfielder Yuri Tielemann explains what went wrong.
I think we started good the game. And after, we took 2 counter-attacks. The whole game we tried to create chances, and we didn't make a goal, and they made 2 after it. So 4-0 is it's real hard for us.
Kevin, both sides came into this one looking to pick up their first wins, and it was totally one-way traffic from, well, as I mentioned, the moment that they were 1-0 down inside 12 minutes.
It's a Monaco team played with no confidence, Chris. That's the thing. They made Tielemann said they made a decent start, but they fell apart really early on. And Club Brugge went there feeling they could get something, having played pretty well against them in the reverse fixture. And they looked the team that had the shape. They looked the team that really believed they could get something.
They definitely did. The Group A standings then. Dortmund still lead the way on 9 points. just ahead of Atletico on the same number of points. Then a 5-point gap to Club Brugge. So no one's gone through from this section. Club Brugge on 4 points. Monaco, bottom of the section, on 1 point. On Wednesday, the 28th of November, Atletico against Monaco at the Metropolitano and Dortmund against Club Brugge. Still, Dortmund and Atletico clear favourites to go through to the last 16. On to Group C then, and to Belgrade, where Liverpool were looking to strengthen their lead at the top of that section against Sveta Zvezda. Our commentator was Steve Wyeth.
Marin's corner, curling outwards and headed into the back of the net brilliantly by Milan Pavkov. The first Champions League proper goal that Sveta Zvezda have ever scored in this stadium. A glorious moment for Pavkov, his first Champions League goal to mark his full debut in the competition.
Pavkov, who's away from Wijnaldum and is running towards the edge of the penalty area
and shooting brilliantly from 25 metres out beyond the reach of Alisson, and remarkably Sveta Zvezda lead Liverpool by 2-0, and Milan Pavkov has got them both.
Steve Wyeth with the commentary. It was an extraordinary night in Belgrade. A first ever UEFA Champions League group stage win for Sveta Zvezda. Of course, they won this competition in the early 90s. But you heard there from Steve, a sensational atmosphere, and what a superb victory.
This is why we love the UEFA Champions League, because you just never know quite what's going to happen. Terrific performance. The quality of the second goal really was top draw from Pavkov. Fantastic strike. And Liverpool weren't quite at their best, and Sveta Zvezda took the maximum advantage from that, and they were roared on by a terrific crowd. It was a wonderful achievement from them and a disaster for Liverpool.
Yeah, let's get reaction from the Liverpool camp now. Here is midfielder Adam Lallana, but first, manager Jurgen Klopp.
Of course, you could see that a few things are not going too well, but we had chances. Then you had, a chance he usually scores with. We had our moments in the box. They defended on the line twice after headers from us. They had too many set pieces. That's true. And then with one of them, they scored when the block worked. So they could score that goal, and out of the blue, more or less, they scored a second one. And then, of course, the atmosphere was completely different. It was you could feel it. Half-time, we tried to change a few things and did that. And again, then the second half was really dominant, of course. But, yeah, we didn't score. We had count as a shot on target because we missed the target. So we had them. So they deserved the 3 points, that's what we have to admit.
I thought we started poorly. You know, when you come away in an atmosphere like today, you want to start on the front foot, nullify the pressure, quiet in the fans down. And I think we managed to do that. We had a couple of big chances before they got the goals, but it was about more than that. We were poor as a team tonight. You know, as players, we've got to take full responsibility, and we've got to show reaction and bounce back.
Pretty honest there from Adam Lallana, and you heard from Jurgen Klopp before that. The Serbian champions, no surprise, were much happier. Here's one of their heroes, Marko Marin.
I think we all knew what today will happen with our fans, and this stadium is unbelievable, but to play a first half, especially like this, was something special. And we did very well, and of course Liverpool second half, they pressed us and they played better than the first half, but at the end we are very happy to win this game.
Well, Kevin Hatchard has a smile on his face, because you let slip before match day two that Marko Marin was one of your favourite all-time players. He impressed, and Sveta Zvezda have blown open this group, which we'll get onto in a moment. But Liverpool had chances. You wouldn't say Sveta Zvezda didn't deserve to win the game, though.
Yeah, and Liverpool, I think, will be worried by the fact that two of their worst performances of the season have come away from home in the Champions League. They were deservedly beaten in Naples against Napoli 1-0, and they were deservedly beaten in this game. Yes, they made chances, didn't make the most of them, but Sveta Zvezda played with passion and with skill. You know, they were seen as arguably the weakest team in the group, and yet they do have players like Marko Marin who can show their quality on this stage.
Yeah, Liverpool scored 22 away goals en route to the final last campaign. They are yet to score outside of Anfield in this season's Champions League group stage. Well, a little later in Group C, Napoli and Paris Saint-Germain faced off at the Stadio San Paolo. This one was watched by Jonathan Beck.
But that's a nice ball clipped over the top to Mbappe. He's all on his own at the moment, left-hand side of the area, up against Raul Albiol, past Raul Albiol. Lovely ball back, and it's into the corner. Juan Bernat from inside the penalty area on the stroke of half-time stabs Paris Saint-Germain into the lead. They've had the better of the game. They've got the crucial goal. Just as Bjorn Kuipers was poised to blow the half-time whistle. Talk about a timely one. That's a mistake which lets in Maximovic. And his ball to Dries Mertens. It's Mertens' shot. Punched behind by Buffon. The first real save the goalkeeper's had to make. Lovely ball. Koulibaly was waiting. It's headed down. Here's Mertens again. Buffon with a fabulous fingertip save. Bjorn Kuipers blows the whistle, but Insigne waits. Now he runs up. Right-footed. Bottom left. Scores. Fabulous penalty. Buffon went the right way, but there was no stopping that, and it's 1-1.
Hard fought, a point apiece. Jonathan joins us now. About a fair result?
I think so, yeah. Napoli just weren't themselves really in the first half. Paris Saint-Germain were able to dominate both possession and chances. They didn't take their chance until right at the end when Juan Bernat got in the end of good work from Mbappe, but the way Napoli began, certainly the first 11, 12 minutes of the second half, even though the goal didn't come from that period, it really set the standard. Callejon, Mertens, Insigne, all causing real problems. And eventually, the moment came when Callejon was squished by a combination of Thiago Silva and Gigi Buffon, who had had a fabulous game, repelling everything, but had no chance with that penalty. So, just about fair. A game of landmarks. Carlo Ancelotti's 200th UEFA Champions League match as a coach. Marek Hamšík becoming Napoli's record appearance maker. A 100th game in the European Champions Clubs Cup and the UEFA Champions League for Paris Saint-Germain. But honours even, and as you've mentioned before a few times, that leaves that group so finely poised.
Certainly does. I understand you've got some reaction from the French champion side.
Yeah, I was listening to Julian Draxler, actually. His French is very, very good, given he's been at Paris Saint-Germain less than 2 years. He felt they played really well. They had a very good first half, which he acknowledged, and they understandably are disappointed they didn't win and were pegged back. When he was asked why they weren't able to repeat the first half display in the second, he gave real credit to Napoli, as I mentioned, coming out well, starting the second half on fire. And they do have quality players. We've seen that. Both sides have scored lots of goals, just the one apiece here.
Group C after four games. Listen to this. Liverpool, 6 points. Napoli in second with 6 points. Paris Saint-Germain with 5 points. Svena Zvezda with 4 points. Unbelievably tight. On match day 5, Paris Saint-Germain hosts Liverpool. It's Napoli against Svena Zvezda. Anybody can go through. Group D now. Porto almost booked their place in the last 16. 4-1 winners against Lokomotiv Moskva. A thumping win in truth. And Schalke, Kevin Hatchard briefly, a very good win against Galatasaray 2-0.
Two very well taken goals from Guido Burgstaller and Mark Hoot. It's been a really good week for Schalke. It's a huge step forward for them.
They certainly have. Group D looks like this. Porto top with 10 points. Schalke second with 8. Then Galatasaray with 4. Lokomotiv Moskva with 0. On Wednesday, the 28th of November, match day 5, Loko hosts Galatasaray, and it is Porto against Schalke. That is all that we have time for on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. A terrific evening where Barcelona just about booked their place in the last 16 after drawing against Inter, and Spurs came from behind to beat PSV. Do join us again from 1800 CET on Wednesday, though, on UEFA.com and the UEFA Champions League app. Full match commentary, CSKA Moscow against Roma and Juventus against Manchester United. Plenty of teams also looking to book their place in the last 16. But for now, from me, Chris Parrott, and the whole of the Match Day Live team, Richard Kaufman alongside me and Kevin Hatchard and Jonathan Beck, it is a very good night.
Pavkov, who's away from Wijnaldum and is running towards the edge of the penalty area
and shooting brilliantly from 25 metres out beyond the reach of Alisson, and remarkably Svena Zvezda lead Liverpool by 2-0 and Milan Pavkov has got them both.
Bjorn Kuipers blows the whistle, but Insigne waits. Now he runs up, right footed, bottom left, scores. Fabulous penalty. Buffon went the right way, but there was no stopping that. And it's 1-1.
Vecino shot. Icardi. Opportunity. Icardi. The lead only lasted a couple of minutes for Barcelona. And it's the red-hot Mauro Icardi who took his time but found the finish. It's Inter Milan 1, Barcelona 1.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.